Ladies, lend an ear to me, ladies. Listen here to me, better complexions in just 2 weeks. Palm Olive brings you proof that speaks.
Here's all you do. Wash your face with Palm Olive soap 3 times a day. Then each time, take 1 minute more to massage Palm Olive's remarkable beautifying lather into your skin. Then rinse. That's all. 36 leading doctors prove 2 out of 3 women get better complexions with this new method in just 14 days. Get Palm Olive because
there may be new beauty for you as soon as you do.
So start today the Palm Olive way.
Brush your teeth the Colgate way.
Yes, sir, when you hear that jingle, you know the makers of Colgate Tooth Powder present Al Jolson, his guest Robert Benchley, and Carol Bruce, Park Yukonkis, and Ray Block and his orchestra. And here's Al.
You'll hear me calling you, neath your window, some sweet day. You'll hear me calling you, then you'll know I'm home to stay. When I hear your cheery answer, it will make my dreams come true. Because I know that you means I love you. I love the girl I left behind me. I know she waits for my return. Soon in her arms you're gonna find me. Oh, how I'll hold her. I wrote and told her you'll hear me calling you. Beneath your window, some sweet day, you'll hear me calling you. Then you'll know I'm home to stay. When I hear your cheery answer, it will make my dreams come true. Because I know that you means I love you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're swell tonight. Well, sir, I certainly had a tough time getting here tonight. Right here, this broadcast. I didn't think I'd be here. You know, Fred, I put my car away, and honestly, in New York, you cannot get a taxicab for love nor money. It certainly took the gas rationing board to put the country back on its feet. Really, it did. You know something? Oh, no, it isn't that good. Well, anyway. Oh, this will kill you. Look, I couldn't even hire a horse. There's not a horse to be had. I tried 5 butcher shops. Honestly, I did.
Well, the government ban on pleasure driving sure has affected everybody, Al.
Everybody but the Russians. They're driving towards Rostov, and believe me, it's a pleasure. And you know something, Freddy? I heard, I don't know how true it is. I hope it is true, that the snow is so deep in Russia, Hitler has to jack up his generals to shoot him. Really, I think so.
Well, I understand you put your car in storage, Al. You know, the police are certainly enforcing that new ruling.
New ruling? You said it, Fred. Get this. A cop stopped a car on Fifth Avenue the other day and said to the man at the wheel, "Hey, haven't you heard about the ban on pleasure driving?" And the fellow said, "What pleasure driving? This is my mother-in-law alongside of me."
Well, say, Al, I suppose you had to fire your chauffeur.
No, I didn't fire my chauffeur. I still have my chauffeur. He's just got a little easier, that's all. You know what he does now? He carries me piggyback to the subway, puts a nickel in the slot, and it's through for the day. It's through for the day.
Well, I guess everybody will have to give up the car soon.
Everybody except my Uncle Gremlin Jolson. He doesn't need much gas for his car.
Doesn't the rubber shortage bother him either?
Nah. Instead of tires, my uncle uses 4 manhole covers dipped in bubble gum.
Hello, Al.
Well, Carol Bruce, shut my mouth.
Say, Al, I heard you gave your car up.
Yes, and I was glad to do it. But there's little things I miss. Now, for instance, I won't be able to go to Lake Placid for the winter sports. And you know how crazy I am about skiing, Carol.
Oh, you mean skiing, Al.
What?
You mean skiing.
Skiing, I like that too. Well, anyway, I'll never forget the first time I went skiing. I'll never forget it. As I came down the ski slide and went gliding through the air, I felt like a goose on the loose. Really, I did. Then I landed head... Lady, will you cut that out, please? The second week you've done that. Then I've got to go over it again. Well, sir, I felt like a goose on the loose. Then I landed head first in a snowbank, and I felt like a drip with a pip. That's the place to land. And now Pal Bruce will sing the big song of the day, Brazil.
Brazil, the Brazil that we knew, where I wandered with you, lives in my imagination. Where the songs are passionate, and a smile has flash in it, and a kiss has art in it, for you put your heart in it. And so I dream of old Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. I will to old Brazil.
Thank you very much, Carol Bruce. That was lovely indeed. So you know, folks, when your one and only love in life starts going out with somebody else, it's kind of too late to start worrying about whether or not your breath is always sweet. Now, that's something you've got to be sure about in advance. And that's why it's important to know now that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder stops all unpleasing breath. Yes, stops it instantly. And that's a scientific fact. And it means now you can be sure of having a breath that's sweet and wholesome. Friends, it's so easy to protect yourself the Colgate tooth powder way. You simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Feel how it bursts instantly into a lively, active, penetrating foam that swirls busily into those hard-to-get-at places, leaves your mouth feeling cool, clean, and gloriously refreshed. And at the same time, the soft, safe, polishing material in Colgate tooth powder reveals all the natural, attractive brilliance of your teeth. And that's why I say, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, get Colgate tooth powder, won't you please? It's the tooth powder that cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is a man who's made laughter his business. He has done more to tickle the risibilities of a nation than any man I know. You've seen him in pictures, you've heard him on the radio, and you've read his books. Colgate is proud to present Bob Benchley. Well, Bob, now you're on your mettle. Everybody knows, everybody listening in knows that you're a humorist. Well, how about starting off with something funny? Go on, let's hear you pull a few nifties. Come on.
No, no, Al. With prices the way they are, you better lay your own eggs.
Monty Woolley without a beard. Well, anyway... Well, if you want to be funny, I know a joke about a chicken, but I won't pull it.
He You see, that's what I mean, Al. You know, there's also a ceiling on corn. What?
In that case, look, I didn't mean to be funny. Let's drop the whole thing. Let's talk about your visit to New York, Bob. Tell me something, old boy. How are you enjoying it here?
Well, it's a little too cold for me, Al.
Yeah?
In fact, I woke up this morning drooling icicles.
Drooling icicles? Well, you see, you've been in California for a few years, and maybe your blood probably is a little thin.
Well, I'm glad of that. I hate fat blood.
Hate fat? Well, I don't mind that. But anyway, if you think it's cold, listen, you should have been here last week. It was so cold. The girls in the Star and Garter Review next door had to put on their red flannel beads. That's cold. And you know, get this, and you know that picture in my bedroom of Whistler's mother sitting in a rocker?
Yeah.
Well, last night she had her feet in a pan of hot water. Really, that's all.
Well, Al, all I know is I almost froze over at the shipyards this morning.
Yeah?
I started to launch a ship, and something happened to my arm.
Well, what was it, Bob? Frostbite or something?
I don't know what it was, Al. I just couldn't get the bottle past my mouth. Boy, I wound up with a nasty headache. It's terrible.
From the champagne?
I don't know what it was, Al. I just couldn't. They ran out of champagne, so they had to launch the ship with me.
Oh, I get it. For a moment, I didn't think anybody.
I didn't think anybody. That was a break, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, Bob, listen. I know you haven't been to New York for quite a while. I'd like to show you around. Tell me something. Where are you staying?
At the YWCA.
Maybe you better show me around. It might surprise you, though, Bob, to know this. I'm an air warden at the Martha Washington Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, and every day I go down and see my sirens.
Well, I've been seeing a little bit of New York myself.
Yeah?
I went to a little nightclub last night, and they had a balloon dancer there.
A balloon dancer? Did you have a good time?
Oh, swell. Till the manager took away my bean shooter.
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Bob, pulling a bean shooter on a balloon dancer. What would Miss Tuttle Snapper, your old school teacher, say?
Well, she was a balloon dancer.
Oh. Well, Bob, I couldn't take you to places like that. My uncle would object. You see, he's a member of the Uplift Society.
Uplift Society?
Yeah, he goes around tilting pinball machines. Now there's a subject. It might sound like I'm kidding, but there's a subject you could really do a short on. How to be a successful pinball tilter, or when the lights go on again all over the machine. You know that new thing. You know, Bob, I've seen every one of your shorts. I wouldn't miss them. How to sleep, how to dress, how to eat. What's the next one about?
How to get a pound of coffee.
Now you're talking, brother. How do you get a pound of coffee?
Well, I'm sorry, Al. I can't tell you. That's a civilian secret.
Well, when it comes to getting coffee, I work as hard as LaGuardia does.
What do you mean, Al?
Every day, it's the same old grind.
Oh, well.
That's using the old bean. Yeah, that's using
another one like that, and Sanborn will be chasing you.
What was that? Wait a minute.
That was another one like that, and Sanborn will be chasing you.
Chasing Sanborn.
Oh, thanks, Sanborn. Chasing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
What do I have to do?
No, I... Hatchet in the head and well in it. Okay, I'll stop. Tell me something, Bob. Are you making new shorts?
Yes, Al. We're working on one now called How to Get Rid of Crumbs After Eating Crackers in Bed.
Well, how do you get rid of them?
Oh, that's quite a problem, Al. No matter how much you brush them, you'll always find a crumb turning up in the strangest places.
Hello, kids. Park your crackers. Parky?
Yeah?
I want you to meet a famous movie actor, a man who is known to the girls in Hollywood as a strong, silent type.
Yeah?
A sort of a Super Cooper.
Super Cooper, huh? To me, he looks more like a puny muni.
You don't understand, Parker. This is Robert Benchley.
Oh.
Humorist, author, actor, raconteur, a man about town, and a connoisseur of the arts.
Does he also do his own laundry? Say, you know, you're kept pretty busy, ain't you, Mr. Punchy?
Correction, Parker. My name is Benchley, not Punchy.
I see.
It's always been Benchley. Where'd you get Punchy?
I was dropped in my head when I was a baby. That's how I happened to go into show business.
Parker, you've been on the stage all these years?
Sure.
Did you really start out as an actor?
No, as a little boy.
What? Naturally. Most of us do.
Not my little sister. You see, I began my career in a play which I wrote myself called Flotsam and Jetsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam?
Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff that lies around the beaches.
That was me for 8 years.
Parker, wait a minute. Lying around the beach is no good for you. That's how you put on all that weight.
No, it's don't be my fault when I'm fat, you know. Yeah. I used to have a sickness called 60 miles from Rochester.
Just a moment. A sickness called 60 miles from Rochester?
Yeah, Syracuse veins.
need, Parky, is exercise.
Really?
That's what I do. Look at me. I'm as fit as a fiddle.
Yes, and you could use a few new strings, too.
Parky, that's no way to talk to anybody who's trying to help you. You'd be a lot better off if you exercised.
I would?
Yeah, that's what I do, too. Now, every day I take long walks along the waterfront.
Is that good?
Is that good?
Good, it's perfect. Why, the waterfront is wonderful this time of year. What's more beautiful than the East River with snow or the Hudson River with ice?
Green River with ginger ale.
Well, we could use a little. I hope you don't mind, Parky Bob. You see, he doesn't really know what he's saying.
Who don't? I'm not as ignorant as I look, you know.
No?
For your information, last week I made $50 on information, please.
How?
Stole the cash register.
What?
I think Parky's rather amusing, you
yes,
know?
In a gruesome way, yeah.
You make an ideal companion. Mm-hmm. Parky, look, I'm taking a hunting trip next week.
Yeah?
How'd you like to come along and shoot a buck?
You're faded.
Wait a minute. We did that a month ago. Listen.
I was referring to wild game, Parky.
Yeah?
Now, for instance, in my trophy room at home, I have a mounted moose, stuffed eagle, and a mounted elk.
Did you ever bag a mason?
Well, don't be silly, Parky. You couldn't have a mounted mason in your trophy room.
Why not? My cook has got a mounted policeman in the kitchen.
Don't mind this guy, Bob. He's nothing but a big D-O-P-E.
You're right, Al. He's also a J-E-R-K, huh?
Listen, Bensley, I may be a D-O-P-E and a J-E-R-K, but on this program, I'm not just a guest. I got a steady J-O-B.
Well, Bob, now tell me, what is your final opinion of Parky?
Well, I must invite him over to the house.
Yeah?
I want him to frighten my sister. She has hiccups.
What? Hey, Bob, by the way, I heard a lot about your new house. Can I come up to see it sometime?
Anytime you say, Al. But remember, when you reach my house, be sure to go through the iron gate, not the wooden one.
The iron gate?
Yeah, that's a little whim of mine. I don't. You see, the iron gate is for friends, and the wooden gate is for strangers.
And what does your family use? What gate?
Colgate, naturally.
This is the play.
That's where it came.
Thanks very much for the plug, Bob Bensley. You know, friends, seriously, no matter how attractive a person may look, they're not attractive to be with unless their breath is sweet. Isn't that right? That's why it's important for all of us to know that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. And that's a scientific fact, friends. Scientific proof that you can make sure of having a breath that's sweet simply by brushing your teeth the easy Colgate tooth powder way. That's all there is to it. Just brush your teeth night and morning and before every date and feel how Colgate tooth powder bursts into a lively, active, penetrating foam. Feel it swirl busily into those hard-to-get-at places, leaving your whole mouth feeling refreshed and cool and clean. Yes, and notice, too, how the soft, safe polishing material in Colgate tooth powder reveals all the natural, attractive sparkle of your teeth. Then you'll know why I say for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, get Colgate tooth powder, the tooth powder that cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. And one more thing, friends. These, you know, of course, are war times. So if your dealer happens to be temporarily out of Colgate tooth powder, just remember that the Colgate people are working night and day to keep him supplied, and his order will be filled just as soon as possible.
Use tooth powder every day. Brush your teeth the Colgate way.
This is Bob Bensley again, ladies and gentlemen. In my time, I've seen quite a few pictures. Most of them I've forgotten, but there's one that I'll always remember. That was the picture in which Al Jolson sang a song that will always live in the hearts of young and old alike. And when Mr. Jolson asked me to appear on this program tonight, I made him promise me that he'd sing that song. I'm sure you've all guessed the title by now, Sonny Boy.
Thank you, Bob, for that swell introduction about that little song, and I hope when you're leaving tomorrow for California to make that picture with Fred Astaire, I hope and trust it'll be a big hit.
Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only 3, sonny boy. You've no way of knowing. There's no way of showing what you mean to me, Sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny boy. You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, Sonny boy.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind. I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me.
I still have you, Sonny boy.
You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me
here on earth.
And the angels, they grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely fool. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, folks, in addition to our regular cast, we bring you one of America's unsung heroes, a boy who just returned from Guadalcanal, Private First Class Dana Babcock, a parachutist in the United States Marine Corps. Private Babcock was in the first boat to storm the beach at Gavu II in the Solomons. And next Tuesday, we bring you Private Babcock and 20 of his Marine buddies. I hope you'll all be listening next Tuesday. Now, good night to you all, and thank you.
Don't forget, friends, it's a date next week with Al Jolson as guest, Private Dana Babcock, and our regular cast presented by Colgate Tooth Powder, the tooth powder that cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.